to the Enjoy the Journey podcast. We explore lifestyle hacks to unlock the ultimate happiness.
Entrepreneurship isn't about watching it happen, but making it happen.
The life you choose is up to you. So let's live, love, and laugh like we ain't got no choice. Now get ready for your hosts, Greg and Shatita Young.
Enjoy the journey.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I want to welcome you this morning to this segment of Enjoy the Journey. And my name is Greg Young, and this is my lovely wife, Shatita Young, and we are your hosts today on this segment of Enjoy the Journey. Today's hot topic is, who are you? Expectations versus reality. And a lot of times, you know, that's the question that we should ask ourselves. Who are we when it comes to our expectations versus our reality? Because a lot of times we have good expectations on achieving something and going out there and doing something. But then once our reality sets in, then we have to ask ourselves that question. Who are we? Are we the one that has what it takes to do what we need to do to live up to our expectations so we can achieve what we're setting out to achieve? Or are we the ones, as soon as our reality sets in, we give up on our expectations and let our reality override our expectations? So that's why I'm asking the question this morning. Who are you? Are your expectations bigger than your reality, or is your reality bigger than your expectations? But we have to realize who we are.
No, babe, go ahead. Keep going. You're listening.
But the thing is, we have to realize who we are. And that a lot of times in life, it's hard for us to realize who we are when we don't know what our expectations are that we have to live up to when it comes to our reality. And like, for instance, let me give you an example. A lot of times in life, we have good expectations on achieving something, like our goals, our dreams, and things like that. And then we set forth to achieve that with a good expectation on achieving that. But then at another point in time, then, you know, our reality sets in, and then our reality tells us, man, you must be crazy. You're not going to achieve that. Nobody can ever achieve that. I've never seen nobody be very successful in achieving that. You're not going to be able to do it. Now, that's your reality setting in, and it's telling you what you can and cannot do. But what you need to do, you have to ask yourself that question. Who are we?
Right.
You know, am I going to allow my reality to override my expectations, or am I going to allow my expectations to override my reality? So I have to ask myself that question. Who are we?
Right. So, you know, who we are stems from exactly where we came from, our backgrounds, our morals, our you know, what we believe in, our belief system. So, and our reality, I mean, who we are versus our reality. So our reality is desires of what we want or what we have comes forth in our reality. You know, who you are versus your reality is the person who you are is an example of your reality, what you have. Yes, it is. Do you want more? Then see yourself more. You know? So my thing is that who you are right now can be changed if you see your reality bigger than who you are right now. That's what I believe.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, because you always have to, when you set out to achieve something in life and you have good expectations on reaching a particular goal or becoming a particular person in life, say for instance, you have an expectation of creating change in your life. Now, the number one thing that you have to do is realize, who are you? Are your expectations to create this change? Are you hungry enough to go out here and create this change in your life so you can get what you deserve? And you're not gonna allow your reality to set in and tell you that you can and cannot accomplish these things. Because like I said, I say this all the time. Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. And that's where your expectations comes in. You have to have high expectations in order to achieve things on a higher level. If you don't have a high expectation, once your reality sets in, Now you're gonna give up because you're gonna believe in all the different voices that come along in your head with your reality, and it's gonna tell you, well, you know what, Greg, you're here right now. You're in a good place. You know, why should you want to go out and try to create something else? Why should you want to go out and try to do something else when you know that you're gonna fail at it? Now, when those voices start to come into your head, this is what you have to ask yourself: who are we? And then you have to think about your expectations versus your reality. And then this is what you have to look at from this point of view. You have to look at it: am I hungry enough to allow my expectations to override my reality? And what I mean by that is that, am I hungry enough to not believe in what my reality is telling me I can and cannot accomplish, to be able to tap into a different vision into my head to believe that I'm not gonna allow my reality, once it sets in, to stop my expectations of me becoming what I want or accomplishing what type of change I want in my life? So that's what I'm asking the question to you this morning, and you should really think about that. Who are we when it comes to your expectations versus your reality?
See, my thing is that if you want to go deeper, go deeper. This is how you go deeper. Here's a life skill hack. Look at yourself. Ask the question and look deep at yourself, your reflection. Look into your eyes, because the eyes are the window to the soul. So therefore, look into the mirror and say, who am I? And just wait for an answer. If you have no answer, then just keep asking until you finally, to the answer finally come up. Who am I? And if you don't like that answer, then you know what? You have the power to change who you are. You have the power to change who you are if you don't like it. Just because your parents was this way, or your family was this way or that way or anything else, it doesn't matter. You are a creator, and you have the power to change who you are. And who you are doesn't have to adverse your reality, because you are the creator of your reality.
Absolutely. And then the thing is, like you said, like my wife said, you are the creator of your own reality. Your past does not determine your expectations on where you're going. You know, because a lot of people look at the things that went on in their life. They look at how they grew up. They look at, you know what? I came from a family that was middle class, and I lived in the country, and I'm a good old country boy from the South. But by me being a good old humble country boy from the South, I learned within my expectations as to who I am, because I know that I have expectations to achieve a higher level in life than where I am right now, which sets in into my reality. So when my reality tells me that I cannot accomplish certain things, I tell my reality to step back, because I'm in control of my life. You know, so that's what you have to do sometimes. Sometimes you have to ask yourself the question, who are you? And then when you ask that question, you have to listen and wait for the answer when it comes to you. And then you realize who you are, and then you can live up to your expectations, and then you don't allow your reality to set in and stop you from moving forward and accomplishing the things in life that you want. Because we know that everybody in life right now always wants more, and they feel like they deserve more. But when it comes to their reality tells them they don't deserve more, or they cannot accomplish more. And that's when you have to have high expectations on achieving whatever it is you set out to do, no matter what the struggles are, no matter what the ups and downs are, no matter how many times you fall. Always remember, when you fall forward. And if you can look up, you can get up. And that's what you have to realize when your reality tries to override your expectations.
Exactly. So my thing is that, you know what, that's really hard for some people to realize exactly who they are. You know, it says that it's a universal law that all the answers are within. You have all the answers to your life question within. There's nothing that can keep that's without you being able to get a question answered. Because my thing is that ask and you shall receive. So therefore, whatever question, the hard questions,
that's right,
whatever it is that you have, ask. Ask. Look in the mirror and ask. In your daily prayer and meditation, ask. And you know what?
Absolutely.
You shall receive the answer. You have to receive the answer because it is a universal law. You have to receive the answer. And you know what? Say, I'm not budging. I'm not moving from this situation until I receive the answer. Be stubborn about it. Whatever. Wrestle with the universe if you have to. What was it? Somewhere that one of the apostles wrestled with the angels. Wrestle with the universe if you have to. Say, I'm not leaving until I get an answer. Go about your day. Come right back to it. Where's my answer? Declare and decree it. Because you know what? You deserve an answer to your life questions. Because that's a part of your journey and your destiny.
Absolutely. And like I said, when we ask ourselves this question, who are you? You should really think seriously about that question. And when you ask yourself that question, do inventory within your expectations versus your reality. Mm-hmm. And which one is bigger? Is your expectations bigger than your reality? Or is your reality bigger than your expectation? Your expectations should always be bigger than your reality because you should always be setting out to accomplish something and knowing that you can accomplish it and having a belief system within yourself of your thinking pattern process to believe that no matter what the obstacles are, my expectations are much higher than any obstacle that I could face along the way on this journey trying to figure out who are you? And then you don't allow your reality to tell you who you are.
Right.
Because the thing is, when you allow your reality to tell you who you are, and you allow your reality to stop your expectations from growth, of you moving forward to another level in life, now you have allowed your reality to override your expectation. And you should never, ever allow your reality to override your expectations. No matter what it is, no matter what you're trying to do in life, you always have to know and have high expectations in order to achieve anything in life that you're setting out to achieve. But the thing is, you have to ask yourself sometimes when things get hard, step back and ask yourself, who are you?
Exactly. And you know what? My thing is that the life hacks that we give you, we're not giving to you because we want ratings. We give them to you because they work. Here's another life hack. Okay, I always talk about writing, but this time, just give me three things, all right, of your reality now, who you are compared to where you want to be. Where you want to be. Who you are and where you want to be. So who you are. Okay, this is your reality where you want to be. Write that down, at least three things that you believe that where you want to go in life. If you're sick in your body, imagine, say, okay, this is who people see me as, because who you are, right? Just because you're sick, that's not exactly who you are. But this is where I am right now. But this is where I want to be. I want to be healed. Okay, because we have every mechanism in our body to heal ourselves, okay? So my thing is that if we have every mechanism in our body to heal ourselves, it starts here.
That's right.
It starts here. You know, I'm not telling you something I don't know, okay? So my thing is that I'm saying this, so when you're writing down that exercise, who you are and where you want to become, which is going to be your new reality, and then look at that, so you know, I am not going to stop until I get exactly what I want. You have to be determined. You have to be determined. Say, you know what? I am not going anywhere. I'm stopping anything until I get exactly what I want. And the universe will come in alignment because it's a law. You have to have exactly what you want because you are the creator.
Absolutely. And a lot of times when it comes to your expectations versus your reality, and when you ask yourself who you are, a lot of times in order to accomplish your expectations, you got to have a sense of consistency. You have to have a sense of belief.
Right.
You have to have a sense of determination.
Yes.
You have to have a sense of accountability.
Right.
You have to have a sense of confidence.
Right.
And when you have all those things, your expectations are higher.
Right.
That arouses higher expectations in where you're trying to go. So now if you have high expectations, then when your reality sets in, you don't, it doesn't phase you. You know, it's like it comes in, but it goes right away because you don't allow that to set in and stay inside of your head of your reality of the fact of where you are right now. You look at the expectations of where you want to go and what you want to do. And that's why sometimes, you know, you have to sit back and ask yourself, who are we? Right. You know, and your expectations versus your reality, your expectations should always be bigger than your reality. Exactly. Because your reality is where you are right now. Your expectations is where you're going in the future. And if you don't have high expectations of moving and achieving great things in the future, you're going to stay where you are right now because you have no self-perseverance, because you have no dedication, because you have no consistency. And when you don't have those things, it's easy for your reality to set in and make you have disbelief right. and doubt yourself within your expectations on what you're trying to accomplish.
Exactly.
So never let your expectations, you know, be lower than your reality. Always keep your expectations much, much higher than your reality. Because when your expectations are higher, then that lowers your reality. And now you believe more in your expectations on what you can achieve and what you're going out to achieve and what you're setting out to do. And now when that reality sets in and it tells you, you can't accomplish this, you don't believe that because you have higher expectations and you have adapted a PMA, a positive mental attitude. So therefore, you can live up to your expectations. And now you can override the stinking thinking of your reality of telling you that you cannot live up to your expectations.
Exactly. There was one time in my life, a long time ago, long, long before we even met, that I was going through bankruptcy. I had to go through bankruptcy and I lost my house. Okay. And you know what? And I have to admit, I brought that into my reality because I was so afraid of losing my house. I was so afraid. What am I going to do? What about this? What about that? I think I was about 20-something years old. And this and that and the third. And then, you know what? I ended up losing it. And I said, God, why did you let that happen? And God was like, why did you let it happen? You the one that believed the house was going to get lost. So that's what I'm saying. So what I'm saying is that when you're writing down what you are, what you want in your life and where you are right now, you have to say, you know what? I'm not going to let anything budge me from doing it. If I would have thought, you know what, my house is safe, I mean, these are the actions I'm going to take place in order for my for me to keep my home, right? So if I would have focused on that instead of losing the house, I would have never lost it. I know I wouldn't have ever lost it because when I got to that predicament again, before I met my beautiful, handsome, amazing hero, I did not lose that house. Okay. So no matter, I'm telling you, these exercises, first of all, you look in the mirror, you ask who you are. Then you say, you know, where do I want to be? What's part of my destiny? What was I created for? That's where I want to be in alignment with. And when you write it down, this is where I am and this is where I want to be. I love the number three. Just do three things. And then this is where I am and this is where I want to be. This is what I want and this is what I'm going to have, period. And don't move. Don't waver. You stay right there and you say, I'm getting whatever I desire because I deserve it. I'm blessed with it. And then you know what? It's part of my destiny. Don't move.
And absolutely. You always have to believe in yourself. You always have to have high expectations for yourself.
Right.
Because if you don't have high expectations for yourself, it doesn't take much for your reality to set in and tell you that you cannot accomplish whatever you're trying to accomplish in life. So our message to you this morning is, who are you and your expectations versus your reality? And is your reality bigger than your expectations? And if your reality is bigger than your expectations, then you need to adopt a more PMA, positive mental attitude, to make your expectations much, much higher than your reality, because your expectations is what's gonna lead you on into that next level in life, wherever you're trying to go in life.
Right.
But we're just here to encourage you not to give up on your expectations and always believe in yourself that there is nothing in this world that you cannot accomplish if you adapt the right mindset and the right belief system, and if you surround yourself around the right people.
Right. You know, I'm going to get a little bit in your face. You can do it. You can do it. No matter what you're going through right now, no matter what it looks like, you can do it. You deserve the best. If you only make it $10 an hour, you know what? I'm telling you, you can make 13. You making 10, you can make 20. You know what I'm saying? Or you can create an income for yourself and work for yourself. You, whatever you dream, you can have it. You can have it. You know what? It's not a fairy tale. It's not a little magic fairy dust either. You can have it. I know you can, but you got to believe in yourself. Like my husband said, you have to believe in yourself. You have to. So I have to tell myself that, because my stinking thinking come from, you know, my old belief system. You're like, oh, you know what? You can't get that. You can't do that. What do you think? What people are going to think about you? And I have to sit there and tell that my stinking thinking, you know what? I don't care what anybody thinks. This is a part of my destiny, and I'm going to have it. Period.com.
And that's absolutely, you know, because the thing is, you are the one that controls your destiny to your success or your faith. But it's all up to your expectations to achieve your success or faith. And you cannot let your reality stop you from achieving your success or failure through your expectations that you have to achieve your success or failure. Yeah. So just trust and believe that once you figure out who you are and you figure out how to determine your expectations versus your reality, and once you figure out which one is most important to you, because sometimes in life, you have to figure out what is important to you. What's the most important thing to you in life? And if you cannot figure out what's the most important thing to you in life, then you cannot figure out your expectations, and you cannot figure out where you want to go and what your expectations are and where they can lead you, because your reality will always stop you, because it will always tell you that you cannot achieve whatever it is you're trying to achieve. Or it will always tell you that, hey, you've been here for 20 years. There's no way out. You've been working this job for 20 years, and then another 10 more years, you're going to be here. Mm-hmm. You're going to be here until you can't work no more. Right. You don't have to accept that in your reality, because that's not your reality. That's just something that you believe that you have to do. That's why I say you have to make your expectations higher than your reality. Right. If your expectations is building a business, go out there and build it. Don't allow nobody to stop you. Don't allow your reality telling you what you can and cannot do. Right. Look at all the great people today that have touched this world in a major way. You know how they did it? Like the late, great Kobe Bryant. You know how he became a great basketball player and all these different things? Is because of his expectations. His expectations to be a great basketball player made him who he was, because he worked out every day. He inspired himself to be the best of all time because he had high expectations. He did not look at the reality of what everyone was saying and saying that he would never be a Michael Jordan and he'll never be like Mike. He didn't care. All he wanted to do was impact his mark on this earth as being one of the greatest basketball players of all time. And he did that. You know why? Because he had high expectations and he did not allow his reality to stop him. And that's what I'm saying to you this morning. This afternoon, don't allow your expectations to stop your reality.
Right.
I mean, don't allow your reality to stop your expectations. Excuse me, I said that wrong. Because your reality can hold you back from achieving your expectations. So you just want to know, look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself this great question. Who are you?
Who are you?
And once you figure that out, there's nothing in life that you cannot achieve. Now I'm going to give it to my wife and let her land the plane on out of here.
And we're coming in for a landing, baby. So anyhow, so we're going to wrap this up. But we had three. I'm going to pick up the top three. Greg said, believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. That's the only way that your reality is going to change. I said, look in the mirror. Ask yourself the question, who am I? That's a tough question. Sometimes it brings me to tears. And you're not just your job. You're not just a mother. You're not just a father. You're more than that. You're more than that. Dig deep. Who are you? Who am I? All right. And a third one was, write down what your reality is and what you want. Compare those and don't give up. Don't waver. Like, this is what I'm going to get. I don't care if you say I'm going to get me a plane. I'm going to get that plane. And I'm going to get that plane in the next 30 days. You know what? Think big. Because my problem was I didn't think big in the beginning. Think big. The bigger you think, the more people you can bless, including yourself. All right, guys. We welcome you. We thank you for joining us and enjoy the journey. Now, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And don't forget to ring that call button on that little bell on the side. You see a little bell? Right over there. A little bell. Ring that bell. Ring my bell. No, just kidding. And also, don't forget, we also have other, in our lifestyle market, Elevate, which is our trading platform. And we are doing amazing in trading. You guys look at the trading. It's a life changer, isn't it?
Absolutely. All absolutely. Right. It's something that you should be willing to want to learn because it's an empowerment yes. to you. You know, you can imagine, you know, the banks, trading is an $80 trillion industry that goes through each and every day. So why let the banks hold your money and trade your money that's in the bank and make profit off of your money and charge you interest when you could adapt that skill by taking online classes and being able to trade your own money and earn your own profit.
Exactly. We also have a gift for you on our website. That's enjoythejourney.org. That's NJOYTHEJOURNEY.org. Now you look on there and you can get your gift for joining us today. We thank you. We want you to travel the world. And if you have any suggestions.
Absolutely. That we're looking for them.
Yeah, that's going along with our kind of go along with our theme, we will feature you if you would like to be on here with us, and we will also feature your topic, whatever it is, long as it's clean, because we don't want you all want clean stuff. That's going to change your life. Okay, let us figure out a life hack for your situation. Who I am, I think I'm big. Ah, that's awesome.
That's right, Dad. That's who you are.
That's awesome. So, all right, guys, you have a wonderful, magnificent day, and what? Enjoy the journey
with us. We appreciate you.
Yes, we do.
And have a blessed day and goodbye.
Goodbye. This was awesome.
Hope you enjoyed today's episode of Enjoy the Journey podcast. All the information you need can be found on enjoythejourney.org. Don't forget to stay tuned for our next episode. And remember, you're way too blessed to be stressed. Let's take it one day at a time, baby.